Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey there, from CNN, I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Tuesday, March 26th. The entire Francis Scott Key Bridge is in the Patapsco River in Baltimore, collapsing after a container ship slammed into it early this morning.
Our state is in shock. All of our hearts are broken.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says lives were saved because an emergency call from the container ship about a power issue gave officials enough time to start closing the bridge to vehicle traffic.
These people are heroes. We're thankful that between the mayday and the collapse that we had officials who were able to begin to stop the flow of traffic so more cars would not end up on the bridge.
A state transportation official said 2 people were rescued from the water, while 6 people who were doing construction on the bridge are still unaccounted for. Officials say they're using sonar to find vehicles underwater, with the fire chief saying they've found 5 of them already. Dive operations have started too as part of the ongoing search and rescue operations, which a Baltimore official says will be difficult, given how cold, choppy, and deep the water is. Governor Moore says rebuilding the 4-lane bridge used by thousands of people daily is a top priority, but there's no current timeline for construction. The Supreme Court heard arguments today over the accessibility of a common abortion drug. A group of doctors and anti-abortion activists are asking the justices to strip back FDA approvals of mifepristone. They want to stop it being prescribed over the phone or sent through the mail, and to ban it from being used after 7 weeks of pregnancy, even in states where abortion is still legal. The group claims the drug puts patients at risk, but research has long found that medication abortion is highly safe and effective. And U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar laid out why she thinks the court should keep the approvals in place.
The relief entered below would severely disrupt the federal system for developing and approving drugs, harming the agency and the pharmaceutical industry. Rolling back FDA's changes would unnecessarily restrict access to mifepristone with no safety justification.
The justices, both conservative and liberal, pressed the abortion pill challengers on why a nationwide ban is needed, if the doctors pushing against the pill can object to using it. A decision in the case is expected in late June or early July. Israel's defense minister is in Washington today. He's set to meet with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at the Pentagon, where he'll ask for more U.S. weaponry and equipment to support Israel's war in Gaza. And that would be a delicate request, given the context. U.S. weapons sales to the country are under intense scrutiny by lawmakers and critics of President Joe Biden's ongoing support for Israel. Not to mention, the U.S. and Israeli relationship is at a low point after Washington did not veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire and the unconditional release of all hostages from Gaza. Another delegation from Israel was supposed to meet with U.S. officials about Israel's military plans this week, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled the trip after the vote yesterday. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is announcing his VP running mate at a big fundraising event this afternoon in California. And reportedly, it's not NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers. The New York Times is reporting attorney and entrepreneur Nicole Shanahan is his VP pick, citing 2 people close to the campaign. RFK Jr. is trying to kick his campaign into higher gear and gain ballot access in all 50 states. He's only got access in Utah so far. But his campaign and a super PAC backing his White House bid have said they have enough signatures to qualify for the ballot in states like New Hampshire, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, and South Carolina. Another game, another record for a college basketball superstar. That's next.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point-of-sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Is there a week in this NCAA season Iowa's Caitlin Clark doesn't break a record? Last night, the Hawkeyes secured a victory over West Virginia in the second round of the Women's March Madness tournament. Clark scored 32 points, making her the all-time top scorer in a single season with 1,113 points. The 22-year-old was already the division's all-time leading scorer, and last night's victory brings her total to 3,830. The Hawkeyes will face number 5 seed Colorado in Albany on Saturday in the tournament's Sweet 16 round, in a rematch from last year. All right, that's all for now. I'm Krista Bowe, and our next episode drops at 3 p.m. Eastern. Till next time.